Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Because you never know, we could be reading your letter live on the air right here, right now. You just never know. Right?
You just never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he smacks and makes too much noise. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 46 and I'm dating a man that's 47 and we met through mutual friends. We've been together for 2 months, but I feel like you don't really know a guy until they stay overnight with you. We decided it was time for sex, and he was very excited, and he said he would get us a room at this historic inn with a rooftop bar. I was so ready for this night because this man is fine. I mean, he is as fine as Terry Crews, and his smile makes me melt. When we get to the room, we got comfortable, and we went upstairs for a drink, and we had appetizers. I could tell he was nervous, and so was I. He'd had at least 3 lemon drop martinis, and I suggested he get some food in his system. He started talking with food in his mouth and smacking very loudly. I tried politely to get him to stop and tell him he was embarrassing me, but he was too tipsy. I decided it was time to get back to the room before he was too drunk to do what we came to do. Unfortunately, he was. He dove across the bed and buried his head under a pillow. I let him sleep while I took a shower. I came out and he had opened the chocolate he brought for us and he was smacking it. I put the chocolate away and I was ready for the magic to begin. He was very sloppy at everything he did that night. He smacked his lips whenever he kissed me on my mouth, neck, and other body parts. It was loud and disgusting. Then he started making noises as if he was running from a big dog and was about to get bitten. I prayed no one was next door to us since he couldn't control himself. He was very content when it was over and kept asking for more. I was one and done. I pray he can do a better job next time. How can I politely tell him he's a bad lover? Well, since you're already planning on a next time with him, I say wait and see how he handles himself next time. He may be better once he's not full of all those lemon drop martinis. Even though you said you were one and done, you're still not ready to call it quits, huh? Could it be because he's all Terry Crews fine and, you know, with that great smile you talked about and you're going to overlook his bad performance? People, you know, act differently when they get a little tipsy, when they get drunk. You know how that goes. So I say, I think you're right. Give him one more chance, this time with a one drink minimum and some chicken wings or something, you know, to soak up that alcohol. See how he really gets down in the bedroom then when he's sober. And if it's still bad, you can either tell him nicely what you'd like for him to do to you or, you know, walk away, let him go. Those are your choices as far as I see it. Steve?
I'm going to just start by saying I don't really give a damn about this letter.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if I help you, lady. I'm going to just be real with you.
You
know, you wrote in something like this right here. Well, I don't know nothing about this. I ain't got nothing for you, but since you wrote in, you know, let's just look at your side of it for a minute, you know. You know, you're with this man, he 47. The thing about him is, you said he is fine as Terry Crews, and his smile makes me melt. You know, then when y'all up here and you got in your little room and everything and got comfortable, you know. You went upstairs for a drink. Now, the hidden mistake I think you made. He told y'all was going to a historic inn.
Mm-hmm.
Don't historic mean old. See, I don't like going to like plantations and slaves.
That's what you're mad about.
I don't like, you know, little old ass house with columns in the front and all that. Look like Master State. I'm not going down here to the damn historic inn, but you took your ass down there. That's what you get. And you're on the rooftop bar. That was nice. And you're ready for the night because he fine. And, you know, y'all got to the room. We got comfortable and went upstairs for a drink. We had appetizers. I could tell he was nervous, and so was I. He had 3 lemon drop martinis. I don't know what that is, but, you know, just lemon martini. I suggest he get some food in his system. Now, he started talking with food in his mouth and smacking very loudly. Now, I'm telling you right now, they ain't got damn thing to do with being drunk. That you can't blame that on the 3 martinis. I know people put food in their mouth and wait till they put food in their mouth to start talking. Food falling out. Man, I had a driver one time when I used to go on tour, dude named Big Larry. And Big Larry would eat, and like every, you know, I'd go to simple places like Cracker Barrel and stuff like that, and I'd just take everybody in the drive, everybody eat. And I used to take him into the Cracker Barrel, and he was a big dude, so he would sit. He would be like, his head would be about 3 feet from the table because he had a lot of stomach, you know. And when he put food in his mouth, he used to grunt and make. And he growled the whole time he was eating, which I tried to sit next to him every time because, yeah, it was funny as hell to me, so. I invited him in just for that. I don't bet it has nothing to do with this letter because I don't really give a damn about this letter. But when we come back, I'm going to show you how to read this letter as Terry Crews finds it.
All right. All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. The subject of today's strawberry letter is he smacks and makes too much noise. We'll get it back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter subject. He smacks and makes too much noise.
I really don't know how y'all feel, but I didn't even write no notes on this letter because I really don't care about this letter. I don't give a damn that he smacks and make noise and lick his lips and all this here, but here's where the problem is. Anyway, he started talking with food in his mouth. This is probably what it sounds like. You started talking that food in his mouth. Smacking very loudly. I tried to get him to stop and tell him he was embarrassing me while he was being a little bit too tipsy, you know. So I decided it was time to get back to the room before he was too drunk to do what he came to do. Now, hold up now. Here's a woman who is in such a heated moment that she got to hurry up and get back to the room before he gets too drunk to do what y'all came to do. Unfortunately, he was. He dove across the bed and buried his head under a pillow. I let him sleep a while. I took a shower, came out. He opened the chocolate he bought for us. He was smacking it. I put the chocolate away. I was ready for the magic to begin. He was very sloppy at everything he did that night. Now, a lot of people like this, but you obviously it turned you off. He smacked his lips whenever he kissed me. You know, if you got big lips, a lot of times you can't help that. So I'm a witness to that. If you have big lip people, have trouble sometimes. Expert. We smack, you know, when you don't even want to. It just, you know, they get stuck together. So sometimes it just,
yeah, they make, really?
They make puss sounds sometimes. Yeah, they heavy. But anyway, so I ain't really mad at him for that. But he smacked his lips whenever he kissed me on my mouth. Yeah, maybe it tastes good. I don't know what he's doing, you know. And then he said when he kissed me on my mouth, neck, and other body parts. Now, I ain't in your business like that. I don't know what y'all doing, but, you know, we just met all this. Here ain't finna happen. I'm just sharing, you know. Mm-hmm. So you're very fortunate that he was so giving to you that night. It was loud and disgusting. Then he started making noises as if he was running from a big dog and was about to get bitten. Tommy, how would that sound, Tommy? Yeah. You're in the acting. Tommy, how would it sound if a man was running from a big dog and about to get bitten?
What the man sound like?
Yeah, what it sound like when you're running from a big dog about to get bitten?
And what?
Okay. Jay, you give me a what it sounds like of somebody running from a big dog about to get bitten.
When you're running from a big dog and you're about to get bitten, you sound like this. Get away! Get away! And that could be annoying. That could be very bad.
Kia?
I'm afraid of dogs.
Kill, let me hear
the man
you.
Was enjoying himself. He was enjoying himself.
Now, he's enjoying himself, Kill, but he's running from a big dog and about to get bitten. What would it sound like to you?
Mama! Mama!
Yeah, yeah. Don't mama. Nobody want to hear that when they're making love. Don't call for your mama.
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 Right now?
Right.
Here's one right here. And the people next door can hear that. Man, he gave me. He gave me. I prayed no one next door was next to us so because he couldn't control himself. He was very content when it was over and kept asking me for more. I was one and done. I pray he could do a better job next time. How can I politely tell him he's a bad lover? You can't. There's no polite way to tell a man that he can't get the job done. You're going to hurt him. You're going to crush him. You're going to bust his ego. You're going to knock him down. It's over. Why would you want the bad lover again is my question. Next time, all this slobbling. This was day one. He ain't even comfortable yet. Wait till he get comfortable. You ain't seen wet. You think it's sloppy now.
When he's sober?
Yeah. You wait till he get comfortable. This wet gonna turn, this sloppy gonna turn into slobbly. I'm telling you right now. So, you know, I don't really know. I don't really like this letter. I don't really like this lady, the dude. It's disgusting.
None of them.
You don't like the historic hotel.
I didn't like that from the beginning. I didn't like they had to go up on the rooftop to get drunk to go back to the room. Once I get you in that room, we ain't going upstairs.
You didn't like the Terry Crews fine reference.
If he that fine, he'd have some practice at this hill.
True.
He in here with all these rookie moves. You must be the only one think he fine. I bet you he don't look like Terry Crews. But I can tell you right now, if I can make my breast jump like that, they'll be jumping right now. I'll be on the Zoom. Steve, shut up.
Percolate.
Where's your shirt? Shut up,
put
Shirley.
Your shirt on.
Shirley, shut up. See these things jumping like this? Quit looking. I'm looking at myself.
But you coming to work with no shirt on.
The
every
Zoom,
day,
every
Steve.
Day. You sitting up in here just shirt naked.
So you're saying just let it go.
I'm glad this letter over.
Don't go back for seconds. That's what you're
I'll go on back for seconds. I don't
yeah,
care what
that's
you
what
do.
I said. Go back. Whatever.
Get used to it. Wear a raincoat.
All right.
Get you a poncho.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry
Get
Letter
a wet
podcast.
Suit.
On demand. Coming up in 46 minutes after the hour, Junior is in the building with sports talk right after
Buy
this.
Buy some scuba gear.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.